理课堂听 class.com。
The Tempest. A long time ago, there was a certain island in the ocean. The only people who lived on the island were a man named Prospero and his beautiful daughter Miranda. She had come to the island when she was a very small child. Since then, she had seen no other people. Miranda and Prospero lived in a cave. It was divided into a few different rooms. One of these rooms held Prospero's collection of magic books. At that time, every intelligent man studied magic. Living on the island, Prospero had found his knowledge of magic very useful. Before he had arrived, a witch named Sycorax had put a spell on the island. She died a short time before Prospero's arrival. Sycorax had imprisoned many good fairies, or spirits, in the trees. Prospero was able to release these spirits. These gentle creatures were obedient to Prospero from that time on. A spirit named Ariel was their leader. Ariel was not really a bad spirit. However, he loved to tease an ugly monster called Caliban, who lived on the island. Ariel did not like Caliban, because Caliban was the witch Sycorax's son. Fortunately for Caliban, Prospero met him in the forest one day. He kindly took Caliban home and taught him how to speak. Unfortunately, Caliban was very bad, like his mother. So Prospero made him into a servant, and Ariel had the job of watching the monster carefully. Ariel enjoyed this job. He could tease the monster as much as he wanted. Prospero ruled all the spirits on the island, so he was very powerful. He could command the weather and the oceans to do what he wanted. He could make the oceans rough or calm. One day, Prospero commanded the spirits to make a terrible storm on the ocean. Prospero called to Miranda and showed her a large ship in the distance. The ship was in danger of sinking. Prospero told Miranda that the ship was filled with people like themselves. Miranda was very upset. "Father," she said, "if your magic has caused this terrible storm, then please don't hurt the people. Look, this ship is almost sinking."
"Don't be surprised, my daughter,"
said Prospero.
"The people in the ship will be safe. I wanted to show you where you came from. Can you remember a time before you came to the island? You were only 3 years old when we arrived."
"I think so," said Miranda. "It almost seems like a dream. I think I remember 4 or 5 women who took care of me."
"That's right. Do you remember how we came here?"
asked Prospero. "I don't remember anything else," said Miranda.
"Miranda, 12 years ago we lived in Italy. I was the Duke of Milan. You were a princess and my only child. I had a younger brother named Antonio. I trusted him with everything, so I let him manage the city for me. I only wanted to study and improve my mind. However, Antonio became so powerful that he soon began to believe that he should be the duke. He became very proud and dangerous. He and the king of Naples created a plan to get rid of me."
"But, Father, why didn't they kill us that very minute?" asked Miranda.
"They were afraid to,"
said Prospero.
"Instead, Antonio took us to a ship. When we were in deep water, he made you and I get into a little wooden boat. We had no food and no way to get to land. Antonio thought we would die there, but a kind friend of mine named Gonzalo had secretly helped us. Gonzalo hid some food, water, and my books on the boat when Antonio wasn't looking. We were able to survive until we landed on this island.
Oh, Father, how amazing! But why have you created this ocean storm? Miranda asked. She looked at the ship in the water.
Well, Miranda,
said Prospero,
I created this storm because my enemies, Antonio and the King of Naples, are on that ship. Now they're going to live on this island, too.
Before Miranda could answer, Prospero touched her with the magic stick. She fell asleep immediately. Ariel was now standing before him. Miranda couldn't see any of her father's spirits, and Prospero didn't want her to see him talking to the empty air.
Well, my brave Ariel, have you done what I asked you?
Said Prospero. Ariel talked for a long time about the terrible storm he had created for Prospero. He said that the King of Naples' son, Ferdinand, was the first person to jump into the sea. His father thought Ferdinand had drowned.
But he didn't,
said Ariel.
He's on the island right now. He thinks the king is certainly dead. That's my good Ariel,
said Prospero.
Bring Ferdinand to me. Miranda must meet this young prince. Where are the king and my brother Antonio? They're looking for Ferdinand. They think he drowned, though, so they don't have any hope. The truth is that every man on the ship is alive, but each one thinks he's the only one who was saved. I put a magic spell on the ship. It's safely sitting in the water, but they can't see it. Good, Ariel,
said Prospero.
But there's more work to do. Always remember this. Do what I ask, and someday I will set you free.
He then gave Ariel his orders. Ariel ran away to obey Prospero. First, he went to find Ferdinand. He was sitting on the grass, looking confused and sad.
Oh, my young gentleman,
said Ariel.
The Lady Miranda wants to meet you. Come, sir, and follow me.
Then Ariel began to sing a strange song. The song told how the King of Naples had changed into a seaman and was living under the ocean. The king's bones were now coral, and his eyes were pearls. Sea women took care of him. Ferdinand believed this news about his father. Amazed, he followed Ariel to where Prospero and Miranda waited. Miranda had never seen a young man before. She watched Ferdinand as he walked towards them. Oh, father! She cried. Is that a spirit? It is so beautiful.
No, Miranda. That is a human being, just like us, and he is a prince of Naples. He was on the ship. He has lost his companions and is trying to find them,
said Prospero. Miranda thought Ferdinand was very handsome. She had thought all men had gray hair, like her father. Ferdinand was amazed to see such a beautiful girl on this strange island. He asked Miranda if she was a goddess. Miranda said shyly that she was only a girl. Prospero was very pleased, for he saw that the two had fallen in love immediately. This was part of his plan. However, he wanted to test Ferdinand. He walked over to Ferdinand and said firmly,
You're a spy. You've come to take my island away, haven't you? Come with me. I'll tie you up. You'll drink seawater and eat only shellfish and bitter nuts.
But Ferdinand was brave.
No,
he said.
I'll wait until I find a better enemy.
He took out his sword to attack Prospero, but Prospero waved his magic stick. Suddenly, Ferdinand couldn't move. Miranda was upset. Father, why are you so terrible to him? I think Ferdinand is a good man.
Silence, Miranda,
said Prospero.
You are ridiculous. You think he's the best man in the world. But what do you know about men? Foolish girl. Most men are much better than he is.
Prospero didn't really believe this. He only said it to test Miranda's love for Ferdinand. His daughter was true. She said firmly, "I have no wish to see another man, father." Prospero was pleased with his daughter.
"Come on, young man,"
said Prospero to Ferdinand.
"You're in my power now." "I suppose I am,"
said Ferdinand. Ferdinand didn't realize that Prospero had used magic on him. He only knew that he had to follow Prospero. As he and Prospero went into the cave, Ferdinand said to himself,
"I feel like I'm in a terrible dream, but everything would be all right if I could only see that beautiful girl again."
Prospero didn't keep Ferdinand in the cave for long. Soon he gave him a hard job to perform. He wanted to test Ferdinand's love for Miranda. Prospero made sure to let Miranda know about the hard work Ferdinand was doing. While Ferdinand was working, Prospero pretended to go and study. However, he was secretly watching both his daughter and the prince together. Ferdinand was piling up some heavy wood. Princes are not used to hard work, so Ferdinand soon grew tired. Soon, he was almost dead from tiredness. "Please, dear prince," Miranda said, "don't work so hard. My father is busy studying now, so you can rest for now."
"My lady, I can't do that,"
said Ferdinand.
"I have to finish this work before I rest."
"Sit down, and I'll carry your wood for a while," said Miranda. But Ferdinand wouldn't agree to this. Instead of helping him, Miranda was making trouble. They started talking, which made Ferdinand work very slowly. Meanwhile, Prospero was watching the two. He was actually standing right next to them, but he was invisible to them. Ferdinand asked Miranda what her name was. Miranda told him and then said, "I shouldn't have told you my name. My father didn't want me to." Prospero smiled when he heard this. He had caused Ferdinand and Miranda to fall in love. So he was not angry that Miranda showed her love by forgetting her father's commands. Soon, Ferdinand spoke to Miranda of his love. He told her that he loved her more than any other woman. This also pleased Prospero. He smiled, thinking,
"Soon my daughter will be Queen of Naples."
Then Ferdinand told Miranda that he would be King of Naples one day. Then he asked her to marry him. "Oh, sir, I am a fool to cry when I am so happy," cried Miranda. "I am your wife, if you will marry me." Just then, Prospero appeared before the two lovers.
"Don't be afraid,"
he told them.
"I have heard everything and am very happy. Ferdinand, I have used you for my own purposes, but I will give you the gift of my daughter. I was only testing you. She is above all praise."
Prospero told the happy couple to sit and rest for a while he did other things. Prospero called Ariel to him. Ariel told him what he had done to Antonio and the King of Naples. He had left the two men very afraid. Ariel had made them see and hear strange things. When they were tired and hungry, Ariel caused a large table to appear. The table had many delicious dishes. But just as the two men were going to eat, Ariel turned into a terrible monster, and the food disappeared. The monster spoke to the men. He reminded them of their terrible treatment of Miranda and Prospero. Antonio and the king were immediately sorry. Ariel told Prospero that he felt sure the men's feelings were true.
"Well, bring them here, Ariel,"
said Prospero. Ariel soon returned with the King of Naples, Antonio, and Gonzalo, who had also been on the ship. Gonzalo had been Prospero's good friend. When they saw Prospero, Antonio begged his brother to forgive him for stealing his position as the Duke of Milan. The King of Naples also apologized for helping Antonio. Prospero forgave them, and they promised to make him the Duke of Milan once again. Then Prospero said to the king,
I have a gift for you.
He showed the men to where Ferdinand and Miranda were sitting together happily. Clearly, they were very much in love. The king and Ferdinand were delighted to see each other alive. The king thought Miranda looked like a goddess and would make a beautiful queen for Ferdinand. As for Gonzalo, he wept with joy to see everyone happy and together again. Prospero now told everyone that their ship was safe and ready to go.
But first,
he said,
eat and drink a little. I will tell you the history of my life since landing on this island.
Before he left the island, Prospero gave Ariel and the other spirits their freedom. Ariel was very happy. He had always wanted to be free, although Prospero was a good master.
Thank you, dear master. Let me go with your ship and protect it. But then, when I am free, how happily I will live!
He would wander through the forests and fields and fly wherever he chose. Prospero buried all his magic books in the ground. He would not need them now that he had no enemies. Nothing stood in the way of his happiness. He would return to Milan and become the Duke once again. The King of Naples said that Ferdinand and Miranda must be married immediately upon their return. They all sailed for Italy, with the happy spirit, Ariel, protecting their ship upon its way.